All right, we're going to let Scott Haney settle this. Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're doing a kitchen remodeling project at the house.
Yes.
Beautiful kitchen, but it's time. It's time to be updated.
Gotcha.
And we're going to keep the cabinet boxes and the countertops. Everything else got to go. So new appliances, new floor. We ripped the floor out.
Yeah.
Going to paint the cabinets. New hardware, new slow clothes.
Nice.
Everything.
All new.
Yeah. All new backsplash, all that. So Jennifer and I have been going back and forth. Like, when this all comes together, we can't hang those stupid towels, those hand towels, over the sink.
Okay.
And we were even arguing about it last night. Here, let me send this to Scott now.
Okay.
So this is what it looks like when you walk into my kitchen. I should probably.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a Tuscan nightmare.
It's a very Tuscan kitchen.
It's like a movie, the Tuscan nightmare.
But I want you to see the towel over the sink. This has been 13 years of my life, this towel over the sink.
Oh.
I would not tolerate that.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I let it go too long. And now the problem is she's like, we've been doing this forever. What's your problem?
Right. Now you mentioned it. Yeah.
I've been biting my lip for 13 years. Now I'm not going to bite it with the new kitchen.
Oh, that's where your bottom lip went.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Where are you going to put it?
Well, that was the conversation last night.
You got several ideas yesterday.
This is what I said last night. I said, when I see a towel hanging over that sink, because it looks like we're hillbillies drying clothes.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
I was like, if I see a towel hanging over the sink, it's going into garbage.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to let you know, that's not the right approach. Mm-hmm. All right. There's my wife. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Good morning, guys. So the reason for said towel placement, which I think it's a ridiculous conversation to have anyway, but anyway, here we are. Mm-hmm. When I use a towel in the kitchen and there's a little dampness to it, I don't want to fold it up because it'll stay wet.
Right.
That's the only reason I put it there, because the towel's not really dirty, and then it would get funky and musty. But he brings it up again last night. Can I tell you, I'm so sick of talking about a damn towel. I'm exhausted. I'm like, I understand.
You're going to throw it in?
100 times.
Yeah. No, but you've been resisting this. So now you're saying, no, it's fine, but...
I see in the picture, there's like, is that a dishwasher to the left with a handle?
Yes. Exactly.
Can you drape said towel over the handle of the... That's what I do.
Thank you!
But you guys have a dishwasher?
That's what I'm going to do now, because I just don't want to hear him cry.
I am the dishwasher.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's the plan, so that's what I will do. And I just don't want to use a new towel every single time. I mean, I'm the laundry lady at the house, so I don't want to add to laundry if I don't have to. You know? Does that make sense?
I just want to know how you've lived so long in a Greco-Roman Tuscan kitchen.
Well, they dress for it, you know. Robes, sandals.
You want to eat, like, grapes and drink wine, I know.
Exactly. Yeah,
100%. I feel like I'm going to come over and someone's going to feed me.
Feed me? Yeah. I shall lie here. Give me grapes. Peel me a grape.
And Tuscan women do drape
right
their
now,
towels.
Well, so. Here we go. Who's this? Uh-oh. Chuck in Torrington.
Chuck. Hey, good morning.
Hey, Chuck.
I gotta side with Jen on this.
Of course you do.
She can put her towel wherever else she wants to put it, Chaz. Suck it up, Chuck. Buttercup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Boom. Get the old suck it up.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
33 years.
Okay, wow. And that's why, because you just do whatever she says, but you'll die young. Because you're gonna hold it. You're holding it all in.
They say one day the towel got to him.
Yeah.
He just exploded.
It's a slow death, buddy. You know what? If it was that bad, I wouldn't be there.
So. That's right.
Exactly. Good for you. 32 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you.
Where do you keep your kitchen towel?
Wherever his wife wants to.
Right.
Chuck?
Wherever she wants it, honestly.
Right.
But no, normally it's usually hanging off one of the handles, the cabinet handles.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I do sometimes.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's hanging somewhere.
I use paper plates.
Not draped over a sink like we're drying overalls on the farm.
Oh, my God.
Hey, just remember that when she's cooking you your next meal.
Get off the phone, Chuck.
This piece of
God. Chuck, hand over your man card, by the way.
Is there a piece of towel?
This is my... Look, you know, I got to tell you, women stick together. other groups stick together. Right. Men.
Yeah.
We don't stick together.
Nope.
No.
Like, not at all.
On a hot, sweaty day, we do. Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you're a gay man, you stick together.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Sound like Velcro.
Good for you.
Was that Velcro?
Yeah.
Nice. Can I tell you something? Yesterday was such a long day. Chaz had a thing last night, so I didn't see him until like 9 o'clock last night. We see each other. We're like, we'll have a little cocktail in the kitchen. I'm happy to see him. You know, I've missed him. It was a long day.
Oh.
And then he's like, you know, I got to talk about this towel thing. And I'm like, it's just,
oh my God,
I haven't seen you all day. I don't want to talk about the effing towel. I will find a place to put it on your face, in your mouth.
While you're sleeping.
Bye-bye.
Guess where the towel is now?
With a pillow.
Where was the towel when we were, so we're having a cocktail. We're in the kitchen. Uh-huh. It's completely under construction. We're talking about where things are going to go now. We're reorganizing.
Oh, good time to do it.
And there's the towel.
Right. Yep.
There's the towel.
Why wouldn't I bring it up?
It's there, right? It's right in front of my face. I'm like, this has got to go.
I don't know, because next to the knives?
Yeah. Maybe that's how Tuscan women do it. They just drape it over something.
It's like a Chicago song. Right before my very eyes.
Jennifer, you should get 10 more towels like that and just put them everywhere around the house.
See these women.
Right. Oh, you know what Chaz said, too? He said anytime, I think he said this before, he said anytime if the towel is in that spot, he goes, I'm throwing it in the garbage.
Oh.
I love it.
Just buy expensive towels.
I would go right into the garbage and pick it out and not tell him and have him use it.
You should hang in front of the house like a bunting.
Make it a flag.
It's a bunting.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on one second. Christy and Hamden, let me guess whose side you're on.
Good morning. I have to say I'm going to side with Jennifer.
Of course you are.
Yes, you are.
Well, let's back up. I give her kudos, right? The lady who does the laundry, that's me. The lady who's in the kitchen the most, that's me. But we call them mopines, and we have lots of mopines in my house. We put them over the handle of the stove, but I also put them over the sink as well for the same reason.
Dry
them out.
Drying. You got to dry them out.
The laundry right away. So come on.
You got a mopine.
See, that makes it better.
It also fits in my mouth.
I was dumb enough to actually think I'd get some support from any of you.
Listen, I'm sorry.
He needs a hug.
I throw in the towel.
Christy, when we emptied out the kitchen, I had too many towels in the drawer. There is now a pile of folded hand towels in our laundry room. He goes, do you see all of these effing towels? I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, you need to throw some of them out. I mean, it's ongoing.
No.
I walked over to him one day.
Oh, my God.
People
I did this to myself.
You kind of did, yeah.
I'm collecting mopines from different states, so I have a nice collection of mopines.
Oh, my God. These two are in heaven.
Yeah, you got a mopine.
Mopine.
You need to have different mopines for different holidays. Yeah.
Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
See, they made sense of it. Whoa. They spun it right around on
you. I want to be a gay man now just to get away from these women.
Yeah, please come join me.
At least you'll get good compliments.
All right, Scott, thank you.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Is this guy going to give me crap?
Maybe.
Is he? Yeah, no one's supporting me in this kitchen thing.
That's a couple prisoners. Maybe.
No one. No. Not one.
Right. Well, one guy.
All right, Gordon.
Hey, Chaz. Good morning, crew. Hey, I got a good idea. This little thing that was made a long time ago called paper towels. I mean, why have the same old nasty ragged and argue about a mopping all day long? I'm sure life is full of challenges that are much more important than this. Get a variety of colors. You know, little sayings on them. I love you today, man. May not tomorrow. You know, you do this one more time, it's
right
over.
In blood, yeah.
This towel's for you. This towel's for you.
Has a middle finger on it.
I like that he's got it worked out. Towels with little sayings on them, right? Paper towels.
Wait, please don't hit me.
Wait, what did the first one say?
This towel's for you. One more towel and it's over. You know, have a nice day.
One
love
more
you today,
towel,
may not tomorrow.
And it's over.
Right. Nice. He wants that one. Yeah.
You know, little message. Instead of a message board, just write it on the towel.
Yeah.
It's on your way anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Gordon.
Don't argue about the same nasty, raggedy, cold bacteria in my pain.
Yeah. That's the thing with the mopping.
Bouncy, brawny.
That's what I have in my house. Paper towels, paper plates.
Right. And listen, what you do the silverware, put it on Heidi. Get one fork, one knife, one spoon. She loses her, she doesn't eat. Hey. You lose yours, you don't eat.
I've got an old damn hat.
Eat soup with a fork.
Eat soup with a fork.
Are you eating with a stick?
I love the way you talk. I love the way you phrase it.
Touch a stick with a spoon.
Are you married? Gordon?
I was.
Okay.
She told me if I went fishing one more day, she's going to leave me. I said, boy, will I miss you.
All right, Gordon. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
That's exhausting.
Wow.
See, just leave her little notes on the paper towels.
Right.
And then it'll be good.
Okay. We had this, I guess, mopping when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really as clean as it should have been.
No.
But it was used for everything.
Everything. Right.
And I'd walk in and I'd have like dirt on my face or whatever. And my mother would wipe my mouth with it. Oh. I'm like,
smells like onion.
That's the same one you wipe the slop off the dog with.
So gross.
That's why he has mopping anxiety.
Right. I have mopping anxiety.
Right. We need a therapist.
The dog had eye crunchies. She used it for that.
If you're just joining us, Jennifer and I are having a dispute over where the dish towel goes.
Yes.
We're redoing the kitchen, and I've had 13 years of it hanging over the sink like we're hillbillies.
Yep.
I have nothing against hillbillies. I have a lot of hillbilly in me.
Yeah.
But I just don't want it in this kitchen.
I know where it's going to go next.
Yeah.
Hey, want to find my penis? Guess what my penis is?
Wendy.
My ass.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Chaz, I am with you on this. I am siding with you on this.
Thank you.
I just won.
Yeah, one.
I got one.
You got one. Ooh,
Yeah, thank you.
I have a few different dish towels, and they go either over the handle of the dishwasher, like opened up, or the handle of the stove, opened up to dry, if they need to. So I never over the sink. No, not. You know, I try and keep them a little more out of sight, but still accessible.
I eat over the sink.
The other thing we have to do too is we have to get like uniform colors,
right?
Like one's pink and one's green,
Monday,
and one's
Tuesday,
weirdo, whatever.
Yeah. Right,
it's
right.
Like, come on, let's pull it together here.
Oh, man. I know that my pee's going when you get home.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, boy.
See, I could talk.
Yeah, your eyes.
Like, I want to talk.
Your eyes will nice and wide on Monday.
When you get home, it's a whole
nice I'm
story.
Safe here.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome. I got your back, Chaz.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You pulled my pee out.
It's like, sweetheart, why are all those knives sharpened this morning?
She's home now with the grinder and the axe.
Yeah. Why are the scissors out?
Who's been calling over and over on this, Joe?
Joe's been on and off a few times now.
Oh.
Joe?
Chaz, think about this. Your problem is RPP.
What about your PP?
Hold on.
People problem right now. That's what you're complaining about? A towel over a sink?
Yeah.
Seriously?
What would you like to complain about?
You can complain about it. Why not?
There's so much. That's in a marriage, that's the least of our worries.
Oh, enlighten me.
Yes, please.
Well, could there be more problems? Finances, what you're going to pick for your cabinets, the towel?
You got to start somewhere.
We'll work up to that.
Right. Yeah, start small, work it bigger.
Yeah.
And now there was a lion in his room.
Yeah.
It is.
I also complain about flossers on the floor, but there are kids starving in Africa.
Right, and a song and everything.
We are the world.
I love you guys. I'm just happy to see it's not.
I love how you show it.
I'm loving the fact that it's just not my relationship that fight over stupid little things like that.
Right. Okay, what's the last thing you guys fought over?
Putting the stuff away after it's washed.
Oh.
All right, so what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's in the dishwasher?
Like, whether it's a dishwasher, your hand washer, it's in the drying rack. Like, I get yelled at it about all the time. You should know where everything belongs. But if I washed everything, could you put it away?
See, that's why I have paper plates to scrape.
Okay, this seems like a reasonable back and forth.
See, paper plates, you just,
I like them now.
You just scrape and erase.
What's your position on this? You wash it, then you don't put away.
I wash most of the stuff I put away. Every morning I put everything I know where.
Oh, if your wife was on right now, she'd cut you off right now and say, you don't put anything away.
Yeah.
Most, is the most annoying answer, by the way. Like, either do it or don't do it. Like, don't have to it.
I don't know where everything goes.
So you don't know where it goes.
You don't put it. If you don't know where everything goes, you don't put anything
away.
You're
not putting it away.
Goodbye. I'm the dumbass here. We're going to get to a real story in a second, but I just got to take a couple of these calls coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Andre?
So that's your kitchen in the picture there? That's a nice kitchen, Chaz. Like,
yes.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm blessed.
You didn't go to Ren.
I know.
He has a kitchen.
I had that lady on yesterday. Yeah. She lost $23,000, and my heart breaks for her.
Yeah.
Awful. But, yeah, you got to let it hang. Not like that. Not like Jen has. You got to let it hang dry. It's going to get funky like a shower towel.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Right. Mine hanging off, like, the handle of, like, the dishwasher and another one up the oven. Because if you're going to wipe anything up that's really wet, I just use paper towels. Otherwise, you know, stuff's going to get stinky real quick. But, yeah, that's not the way to do it. It's going to get all funky. And
thank you.
I wear mine on my head.
Thank you.
I look like a sheet.
All right.
Yeah.
See, he's very reasonable. He's not picking a side. He's
no.
Offering
solution.
He's speaking from the heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Andre. Yeah.
Right. On the other side.
Ed.
Yeah. Ed. Ed.
Sorry, I had to put you on mute. I was putting dishes away.
Gotcha.
good man.
but my wife and I have had this fight for 15 years over a kitchen towel.
Wow. 15
she
years?
Hangs it, yeah. She hangs it over the oven handle, okay?
Okay.
And I wiped and I dried my hands on this towel once, and she had a meltdown because it's not for hands. It's a decorative towel.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I have to tell you something.
It's a show towel, yeah.
We have to have a weekly segment where married men call, and they get to say what they've always wanted to say.
Like a therapy session.
But can't say in their home.
Right. You do look fat in that.
Just don't mention their names.
There we go. What time on Monday?
Right. We'll do like a voice changer.
Yes.
Nope.
Everyone's anonymous.
No real names.
Yeah. No real names.
Yeah, tell us, George. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, Ruth, write this down. We're talking about this at 10:05 today.
Nice.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you what. I'll do it in front of her. She could be on the line with us.
All right.
Whoa.
Do we have your number?
Phil's got it.
Okay. All right. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bobby?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I love that anonymizer. So I renovated my house with my wife a couple years ago, and did you ever think about trying to buy those countertop towel stands? They actually look pretty nice.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is not have anything on the countertop.
Right.
Oh, I missed that part.
I didn't bring that up, but we're just going for a clean look.
Right.
So in this conversation we were having last night, I said my goal is you could walk in at any time and take a picture of the kitchen.
Right.
It's ready. It's photo ready at all times.
Just get takeout.
And I know we live there.
Just get takeout. Eat out of the cartons.
No, we put up. Eat in the garage.
Nice.
Back in the day, they used to have the Italians, right? They'd have the kitchen in the basement.
Yes.
That's the one they used. Right. And the kitchen upstairs, nothing. One touched.
That was all the furniture had plastic.
Plastic.
Yes. And you were not allowed to sit.
Right. Kids were filthy. Yeah.
I'm becoming that jerk.
Yeah.
Let's eat outside, please.
We're going to have a kitchen in the garage.
Right.
That's this is where we eat, but this is you can look at this.
That bowl in the corner is yours.
Yeah. Or just cover the whole kitchen with plastic.
Yeah.
Just put plastic over everything.
Yeah, we'll just plastic wrap the whole thing.
And then just use the one downstairs.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Bobby, thank you. All right, one more, then we got to go. Because I have ZZ Top tickets I want to give you, and I'm going to tell you how we're going to do it in a second. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chaz. I agree with you. Because I'm a neat freak, and I do not like my towel over my sink. I leave it to dry on the handle of my stove. So your wife is wrong. I'm sorry about that. Like, she's wrong.
Thank you.
You're going to play it back for her.
Thank you.
Yeah, he recorded that.
That's
message.
My ringtone.
Yeah.
Your voice is... Phil, please send that to me.
I'm going to phone call. Your wife is wrong. Your wife is wrong.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.